USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Democrats are not impressed with the Senate's stimulus bill. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the body will vote on a package to reauthorize the Paycheck Protection Program on Tuesday, but Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says the bill is leaving people behind.
This bill that he's putting on the floor again is not a bill about helping people. It's a bill about leaving people behind. Who does Mitch McConnell want to leave behind? He wants to leave behind every single person in this country who is worried about COVID-19. No help for our hospitals, not enough for tracing, not enough for testing, not enough for our doctors and nurses. Just leave them behind.
A new poll shows that a majority of Americans support Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation to the Supreme Court. The Gallup poll found that 51% of respondents were in favor of Barrett's ascension to the highest court in the land, with 46% opposed. A full vote on her confirmation will take place next Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Supreme Court nomination of federal judge Amy Coney Barrett will get a vote on the Senate floor next Monday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirmed the scheduling of the vote, saying it will be a chance to put another judge in position who will follow the law.
With regard to the Supreme Court justices, I think you've already written, we'll be voting to confirm justice to be Barrett next Monday. And I think that will be another signature accomplishment in our effort to put on the courts, the federal courts, men and women who believe in the quaint notion that maybe the job of the judge is to actually follow the law.
Wall Street followed Washington's optimism that a deal on a stimulus package can get done. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 113 points to finish just above 28,000 points. The S&P 500 ended the day up 0.5%, and the NASDAQ made slight gains to finish just over 11,500 points. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Wildfires in Colorado rage as one blaze is headed to containment, at least for now.
Firefighters in Colorado were able to gain ground against the state's largest wildfire on record. The Cameron Peak fire is now over 205,000 acres and 51% contained as of Tuesday morning. Incident Commander Dan Dallas says they're finally able to go on the offense despite near critical fire weather conditions. Officials were able to fly aircraft, tankers, and helicopters conducting drops over a 24-hour period. A red flag warning will go into effect Wednesday at noon through Thursday morning, meaning conditions to rapid fire spread will exist. The Cameron Peak fire started in mid-August and is burning west of Fort Collins. Full containment isn't expected until sometime in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Drug manufacturer AstraZeneca could resume their trial of a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as this week. According to reports, the company may be ready to restart its trial after reviewing a serious illness in the study. The trial was halted on September 6th after one of the study's participants came down with a serious spinal inflammatory disorder. Police in Florida have charged 7 people in a trafficking ring that trapped and sold thousands of flying squirrels to buyers in Asia. The suspects faced felony charges of dealing in stolen property, money laundering, and racketeering. The flying squirrel is a protected animal in Florida. The group is accused of trapping as many as 3,600 animals over a 3-year period, worth an estimated $1 million. 6 suspects have already been arrested, while one remains at large. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is Josh Weiser with Cache Valley Bank.
And this is Colby Sprague with Cache Valley Bank.
We're the mortgage lending team for all of Southern Utah, and we'd like to share some of the many reasons why we think it's better to work as a team.
Together, we're more versatile. We team up not just with each other,
but with the entire Cache Valley team to offer types of loans that conventional mortgage lenders simply can't.
We're both proud to be part of Cache Valley Bank, where we have the freedom
and the resources to offer all our clients quality mortgage lending.
Mountains await. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is what people are saying about Fit Physical Therapy.
For 10 years, I've suffered this pain and visited over 10 physical therapists in California and Utah with no help or relief until I was referred to Fit Physical Therapy. My therapist has alleviated my pain by 50 to 75%. After 10 years of constant pain and post-op knee replacement, I'm a changed person, physically active and enjoying life again.
Fit Physical Therapy has the answers you're looking for. Winner of Best of Southern Utah. Visit fit-pt.com.
The following is a public notice. The Clintons are getting sick and tired of being accused of all the things they've done. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Democratic presidential candidate Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said it was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
He quoted 5 pages of someone else's work without proper citation.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
Not all of you are committed to my husband, and I respect that. Your candidate might be better on, I don't know, health care than Joe is. But you've got to look at who's going to win this election. And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay, I sort of personally like so-and-so better.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. You know, it's funny. You think back in 88 when they played that. That was Connie Chung. Remember Connie Chung?
Uh-huh.
When they played that, you know, why was his memory failing him so much when he was so young?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 3 election bids later, he's still lying through his teeth about so many things, and nobody seems to ever really care about that.
Yeah, and strange. when this yeah. happened, even mm-hmm. though he admitted his memory had failed
yeah,
him,
yeah.
he still denied vehemently that he was a liar.
Oh, Biden. Wow. I mean, talk about picking the worst of the worst.
He's a liar.
I know. It's kind of amazing that they're propping him up as the candidate. But anyway, no wonder you don't see very many. You don't see much action for Biden. You see anti-Trump or Trump, but you don't see stuff about Biden. It's very, very interesting to me. And he's crickets on the campaign trail, and he's right before the election.
Well, there was that 20 cars honking their horns.
I mean, this is very unique. We're seeing something that hasn't been seen. This is very strange. And he sequestered himself to get ready for the debate, get that wire ready.
He's practicing.
I know.
Well, you know how hard it is to talk when somebody's telling you what to say in a microphone in your ear?
It's just pathetic.
You can see the hesitations as yeah. he's listening. Now say this.
It's so true. It's just bizarre. Anyway, so you're not seeing a lot of that support. You're just seeing everything about Trump, which is, well, I guess, you know, so there was a guy that put on a hat. He put on a Trump hat and then he put on a Biden hat and he took a photo of himself and he put these up on social media. And he just wanted to see what the reaction would be. Didn't say anything, just a reaction. And when he put up the Biden hat, it was everything about as anti-American as you could get. I mean, it was pro-Black Lives Matter and screw America. I can't use the language they used. Lots of vulgarity. You know, the hatred for the country, hatred for America, hatred for everything in support of the Biden hat. Saying, good, you know, I like that, you know, I like that hat, but, you know, all the F words you can possibly imagine. Then when he put on the Trump hat, it was more of a, you know, nice hat. That's great. Go America. It was very interesting and telling when you saw the two feeds. Mm-hmm. But I just, it was interesting to me, I guess, that people that are for Biden are so anti-America at its core, at its foundation. So anti-America. And I just wanted you to know that, because I know you're seeing it. I know you're understanding this. I just had to bring it up on the show, because usually I think in the past we got used to, we all love America, and these are two different ideologies and two different ways of looking at America and how America should be and what kind of government we should have. But boy, has it shifted. It's shifted into this pro-American, anti-American. Now, you can criticize the pro-American if you want to. I happen to be pro-American. I happen to be pro-Constitution. Maybe some of the pro-Americans aren't pro-Constitution as much as they should be. But isn't that telling that we're in a state where we're divided by two ideologies, and it's like America and hate America? And both are running for, I mean, you know, we have this sort of strange dichotomy going on right now.
It anyway, is.
It really is. It's bizarre. Anyway.
I just don't see how people can live in this country and hate it the way they do.
I know. Why are they still here?
What's stopping them from going somewhere else?
Go mess up another country. We like our country. We'd like to change a lot of things. We like our country at the foundational root of who we are.
Well, just because you know that we're not perfect, and you know that we need to change some things.
Get back to the Constitution.
Is no reason to hate it.
I just want to tell these celebrities, please, please stop threatening and just move. Go do it. I hope the whole cast of The View moves. There's so many people I'd love to see get out of America. If you don't like it, if you don't like the Constitution, go. No, nothing's keeping you here. There's two people associated with the Clintons that are very, very interesting. But do you guys remember what happened to Eric Braverman, the person that was at the helm of their foundation and then sort of disappeared when Trump became president? During the lockdown of America, that particular week of America, do people realize that he was brought in into court March 12th for sexual abuse? Yeah. These are all friends of the Clintons. This is their clan. And I thought that was kind of interesting, because a lot of people didn't know what happened to him, but he actually was brought up on charges for abusing a girl that came to his office for medical help. He was ultrasounding her breasts, which, you know, they have a very, very sick group of friends. And I still wonder to this day what happened to Tony Podesta. I mean, not seen very much, but John Podesta is very busy over the summertime coordinating a group called Transition Integrity Project. It is anything but it's how to basically perform a coup here in America and get it to happen. You were laughing about Jeffrey Toobin.
Jeffrey Toobin was in a Zoom meeting with 100 people.
Right,
I mean, this was a big Zoom meeting.
Right.
He is a staff writer for New Yorker magazine. He's the CNN main legal analyst.
And
got caught masturbating
on camera.
On camera. And he apologized immediately and said, look, I really thought I turned the camera off first.
Well, he must have been in a real hurry.
Yeah. Just lost control.
I got to get on TV for a few minutes, but when I'm done, can you even believe this guy?
No, actually, he didn't know. The rumor is that he got a call from his doctor
And he was doing that for his doctor?
No, he got a telephone call from his doctor. This is how he found out what happened.
Oh, God.
And the doctor told him, look, I have good news and bad news. The good news is you seem to be functioning okay sexually. Mm-hmm. The bad news is it's on Zoom. So that's how Tubin found out what happened.
These are also buddies of the Clintons. They run around with a really fun pack of people. And The View, actually, I just brought up The View. The co-hosts were actually divided over this. Some were in favor. Some were actually in favor of this.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, they didn't see a problem.
Wow. New Yorker magazine has suspended them.
Well, I would imagine. We live in a really bizarre world, you guys. And these sickos, these people out there, they're so gross. And they all seem to join in that same pack of people. And mm-hmm. I just can't exclaim enough how disturbed I am by this group. It's pretty sickening. It's pretty sickening. The art in the Podesta's home is sickening enough. Their little clan included Epstein and just a whole bunch of just really gross, gross people. And yuck.
You know, here's what I like, though, is the way some of the articles are worded.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Tubin, the New Yorker staff writer and CNN legal analyst, who accidentally pleasured himself on Zoom. How do you accidentally pleasure yourself?
That's how they framed it?
Yeah. He accidentally pleasured himself.
Oh, my God.
What did he do, smoke a cigarette?
Jeez Louise. This, you know, if we honestly stepped back for a few moments and really looked at what was going on right now, we're just so in the hot water, the proverbial hot water. We don't really see what is actually happening right now.
The thing about this is we can laugh at this. This is a man who for 3 years was the CNN legal analyst who was telling people the president was guilty of Russian collusion.
Yes, yes.
From a legal point of view.
Oh, gosh. This is just the sickest group. And these are all the people that are so anti-America, too. I mean, they really are just that anti sicko,
yep,
pedo, you name it. Disgusting, just disgusting all the way around. I can't say it enough. But I do find that pretty interesting that you've got the ideology has changed a lot in this country. And have we all noticed that? Because as these people wind out of control, there is no other way to go. I mean, these people, they hate what this country was initially designed to do. They hate it. With everything they have.
They're
perverted. Like,
they hate morality.
Uh-huh.
They hate ethics. Yeah. They hate God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It is. And so I just get more and more stunned by how different the ideologies have become. We'll be right back, and I'll take your calls on this because I know the phones are lighting up, and I'd like to hear what you have to say on that. So I'll do that on the flip side of the break. Be right back on the Keith Dalley Show.
Balance of Nature is hiring. Let's find out what it's like to actually work here.
I love working at Balance of Nature because I'm surrounded by good people every single day.
I really like it here. Like, I'm really jazzed about being here, and I feel taken care of here as an employee.
Everybody's super nice, welcoming, friendly. I felt like I was part of the team on day one.
I love working at Balance of Nature because it's such a positive environment, and it really promotes health and helping people.
I really like the community and the culture that everybody has here. I haven't met a single person here that hasn't been passionate about their job and what they do.
When I come to work, I enjoy working. I enjoy talking to people. I feel like it's a great place to be, and I have thoroughly enjoyed my experience working here.
I love working at Balance of Nature because I feel like I'm making a difference in other people's lives.
For more information or to apply, please visit our website at balanceofnature.com.
Hi, this is Brighton with the Flooring Studio by Heidi Berlin. We offer complimentary design consultations and work with you to create your dream home. We're passionate about what we do and strive to help our clients get through any remodel or new construction with ease. Among complimentary design consulting, we offer hardwood, vinyl and laminate flooring, tile, countertops, and more. Come in and see us for a free consultation and let's get your projects going before the holidays. And we would like to offer a free 8x10 rug to any flooring remodel of 600 square feet or more. So come see us at the Flooring Studio by Heidi Berlin.
Cache Valley Bank's a community bank serving all of Utah. We draw from the adventurous spirit that first brought early mountain men and trappers to Cache Valley. Like Cache Valley, every community in Utah has a rich heritage, a history full of grit, hard work, and determination. Those adventures continue with the families and businesses that are carrying Utah into a future still bright with opportunity. We all have mountains to climb. Those mountains call. We'll be here.
Can you imagine not being stressed going to the dentist? So often, going to the dentist includes feeling pressured. Well, you don't have to imagine anymore. At Imagine Family Dentistry, they believe in no pressure. They'll tell you what you need, and you tell them what you want. And if you don't have insurance, it's okay. Imagine Family Dentistry has a value savings plan. You can save hundreds of dollars utilizing it. And with their new patient exam, they just make it so easy. At Imagine Family Dentistry, new patients receive an exam, a cleaning, x-rays, and a hygiene kit, all for only $75. At that price, you can afford to get the whole family in. Just imagine a dentist that doesn't pressure you. They simply take care of you and your family. Visit Imagine Family Dentistry today, located off Bluff Street between Kmart and Smith's. Or to make an appointment, call 435-656-1111. That's 435-656-1111.
The locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store has been serving Southern Utah for 29 years, and we are celebrating with a huge sale for one night only, and that night is almost here. This Friday, starting at 4 p.m., it's the 29th anniversary sale at the Ashley Home Store. Get there early for 29 prizes for the first 29 people, like movie passes, car washes, sandwiches, gift cards, and so much more. Plus, you can save up to 29% or 0% interest for 60 months OAC. The Ashley Home Store's 29th anniversary sale also means huge savings, like sofas for $349, recliners for $249, or reclining sofas for $549. And anniversary savings store-wide. It's one night only, this Friday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., where you can save up to 29% or 0% interest for 60 months OAC at the locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store on East Red Cliffs Drive next to the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're going to love this Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Southern Utah's premier eye care center, the Zion Eye Institute, understands your vision is precious, and they are dedicated to helping you achieve and keep your best vision possible. 2020 is the year of vision, and the Zion Eye Institute is giving you a chance to win their Halloween costume LASIK giveaway photo contest. Just go to ZionEye.com or Zion Eye's Facebook page to upload photos of you or your family in your best Halloween costume for your chance to win custom LASIK eye surgery for a qualifying member of your family. At the Zion Eye Institute, their highly trained team of doctors and staff are excited to help you see the world in all its splendor. Zion Eye Institute has specialists to cover every area of eye care and eye surgery. They can provide you with all forms of vision correction surgery from multiple highly skilled and experienced fellowship-trained surgeons using advanced techniques individually or in combination with each other. Schedule an appointment now at ZionEye.com. Get 2020 in 2020 at the Zion Eye Institute, the largest and most comprehensive eye care center in Southern Utah.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with a taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul. Thank you.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Interesting. We have a couple of things you want to bring up that I don't think we've talked about on the show, but in this next segment. But man, oh man, this is probably just, to me, very strange because I've been doing this for almost a decade, and it's a weirder two sides of the battle, if you will. It's getting really, and the stuff that's going on, like Jeffrey Toobin, what?
It's never been more obvious that there's good and evil in the world.
Yeah, maybe that's it. And I guess I never expected the I mean, we've seen it all along sneak in, but now it's just so prevalent that it's just so blatant. It's that part's a little crazy to me. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, the term draining the swamp cannot be more applicable, because if you've ever drained a large stagnant pool of water, you know that when you first stir it up, it just stinks.
Yep.
And right. This smell comes off of it. Uh-huh. And that's exactly as President Trump has trying to drain this swamp, this is the stench that's coming off of it.
Yeah.
You know, let's go back even to Anthony Weiner. I mean, that was the husband of Hillary Clinton's political advisor.
Yeah. Right,
you know, and he got charged on the second time. His laptop gets found.
Right.
Now we find, you know, Biden's son's laptop gets found.
Yeah,
this man stands up in the middle of a Zoom broadcast while he's masturbating. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
this kind of thing is happening, and is it an accident? No, it's the truth.
Yeah,
and it's getting revealed when a media isn't even wanting to reveal it.
Right.
It's
right.
Because of this whole social media. It's because it gets out there in some little corner and they can't hide it anymore because it goes like a virus and becomes viral and spreads all through Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and they can't control it anymore and they don't know what to do. So the only media they actually have, which, let's admit it, anybody under the age of 40 who watches NBC, ABC, CBS, in Fox is an aberration. Most of them are getting their news from Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, Pinterest, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many options out there. They don't, and they're reading a newspaper?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Most people only put it in a bird cage anymore.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Oh, boy.
Well, in all fairness, it is the cheapest bird cage.
There you go.
Layer at the bottom
there
to catch the bird poop that you can get.
Oh, good heavens. Okay. Yeah, very, very true. There's just so many things right now. Let me tell you, I was watching the show The 100, okay? And a lot of our youth have watched this show. It's been on for quite some time, and it's got all these different seasons to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is about, these little, you could call them militias or government groups that crop up post Earth.
Apocalypse.
Yeah, post-apocalypse, okay? They send a group of these teens back to save, or to see whether the Earth is inhabitable again, okay?
Oh.
Yeah. And so a lot of our youth are watching this. And I noticed that there's a lot of shows like this right now. There are a lot of shows that are showing what happens to us in the future, okay? And we all know that the media loves to do this we're going to kind of get you used to the storyline. The storyline becomes the reality, okay, of what we're dealing with so that you kind of take it a little easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the storyline in The 100 is it started taking on a very lesbian storyline where people just weren't very hetero anymore. And then the other storyline it took on was that they were given this thing to swallow and it takes away their good memories, takes away their pain. But it also takes away all the good stuff too, the good memories that they had, and they can't remember things in the past. And it's sort of a mind control, and they're under the influence of this person that crops up in a form of new technology. What is it called? Like a you know, when you can see it in front of you, but it's not really there.
Hologram.
And we know that there's a lot of this technology going on, and. So I found it compelling only for that storyline because I wanted to see where they were going with this. So I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, gee, that's kind of odd that there's a lot of shows that are going in the same direction as mind control and hey, just take this shot. Oh, hey, just take this vaccine. Oh, hey, just take this and take that. And it can change you. It can change your DNA. And people don't really seem to be bothered by that because they want to sign up for this vaccine. Okay. So I looked up the writer of the 100 or 100, whatever it's called. And I thought it was interesting, and I thought I would pass this along to all of you. She talked about the fact in one interview where she is a writer for young adults, because I thought, man, she's really young to get a storyline like this. You know, how would she, most adults can't even figure out where we're headed. How would she, at such a young age, right? Being raised by two probably pretty liberal parents. It was surprising to me. And what happened was she was a writer of these books, and this group came to her and wanted her to write some books for them. And this book series ended up being 100, the 100. But it was Alloy Entertainment that's owned by Warner Brothers. And what they did was they said, you're a good writer. We'd like to give you a plot and a premise. We would like to give you this, and then you can write a series of books about it. But we'll help you and foster it. We'll be your little think tank that delivers ideas to you. And basically, you'll be our little patsy for writing the book. And then we're going to make a series about it. And we're going to take this book and we're going to make this series. And we might make some changes to the very book we help you design once it gets to the air. So all of these different 66 Park Place, where the people are taken over by this evil spirit, all these new series, okay? A lot of them say they're based on a book series, and people go, oh, it was just a book series that was written, and isn't that interesting? No, you have groups that are going out there and saying, we want you to write this premise. We want to give you the premise. We want you to go in a certain direction. And, oh, hey, we know you wrote a hetero storyline between this cute girl and this cute boy that permeates the whole series. But we're going to switch that out to be a lesbian narrative. You don't mind, do you? And she came back, especially in the 100, and she said, no, I actually think that's really inventive. That's kind of cool. Okay. So she went along with it. She's young. She went along with it. But the reason I wanted to let you guys know this is when you're looking at a book series turned into a movie series, go do your homework on it and see who came up with that storyline. Because these guys seem to come up with a lot of these kinds of storylines, and all in the same vein, going in the same direction. Are they trying to get our youth on board of these certain scenarios? Are they trying to get them to the point where they just keep at it, so the youth, they just think this is coming and this is how it is and can't fight it? I don't know. You tell me. But I did think it was strange that these groups foster the book idea, foster the outcome, foster what happens in the book. They sit them down with the think tank. It's never just the author anymore on these young adult series. So I don't know if people realize that, how influenced they are to write a certain plot or narrative, because this is the stuff we're all watching on TV, and these are the things that your youth are watching, and they think that, honestly, it was just some independent book person that put this out there. But
I haven't seen or heard one episode of this.
Yeah.
But I can almost see what it's teaching kids.
Yeah, it's very, very violent. And the principles and morals are all screwed up. The ethics of the story are all screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell how and why a group of kids could become very messed over. A high caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys. How are you
doing
today? Hi
there. Go for it. Good, good, good. Go right ahead.
Good. You know, there's gotten to be so much coming out about mm-hmm. all the corruption in the government. Mm-hmm. It's overwhelming. You look at it and you hear one story after another every day. It makes it almost hard to know which direction to go. What do you tackle first? Who do you go after first?
Mm.
And everybody seems to be corrupt. And the other thing is, kind of got me concerned, is everybody's looking at it like we just got to make it to the election to see what happens. Mm-hmm. None of us know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us think a lot of bad things are going to happen, mm-hmm. but we got to make it to the election.
Right.
the thing that I think we got to remember is even if the person that we want to win does mm-hmm. win, how do we live with these people on the left right. that are at such an extreme that they hate the United States, mm-hmm. they hate everything we stand for, right. and if you oppose their view, they've already shown us what they're willing to do.
Yep.
I mean, look at people that try and go out wearing a Trump hat or yeah. a Trump mask or mm-hmm. a T-shirt. Mm-hmm. How many stories do you see every day about yeah. people being beat to a pulp?
Right.
Because they don't agree with them.
I know.
Now, we've got to live with all those people, and the number of those people have obviously increased over time
mm-hmm.
because they've done such a good job, in my opinion, of brainwashing our kids.
Right, right.
And so we've got to deal with that.
Oh,
so even
I'm
if we end up winning
mm-hmm.
in the end,
mm-hmm.
we're still going to have a fight on our hands.
Yeah, we are. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Yeah, I'm not going to disagree. I'm not going to disagree. We have to live with people that really hate everything that the country stands for. They've been taught this way.
You know, it reminds me, when I was a kid, one of the most impressionist things that I saw was the movie Lord of the Flies.
Mm.
How this group of British kids get mm-hmm. stranded and turn into literal animals because they have no guidance for morality.
Mm.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And they have to fend for themselves. And that's what's happening to our society right now. We're living in the land of the fly, with the Lord of the Flies.
It's
there's no moral guidance anymore. Mm-hmm. Anything's okay.
Mm-hmm. No consequence.
No consequence Mm-mm. for what you do.
A
friend of mine was in a car accident the other evening. The woman who ran into him, it was in a parking lot. She was doing like almost 40 miles an hour in a parking lot. She ran into him. She had a suspended driver's license and no insurance.
Hmm.
And yet, without blinking an eye, she's out cruising through a parking lot at 40 miles an hour. And no punishment.
You know, we do. We're getting into some interesting territory where the consequences have... There's no consequences to pregnancy. There's no consequences to anything anymore. You can kind of get away with things. And this is why I brought up that whole piece on solving social issues in strange ways, because, you know, they jump over themselves, you know, looking at themselves into jumping into solving social problems, because it's easier for them to do that than it is to look inward and
yep.
and solve the crisis that is going on inwardly, you know. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're frustrated in the bedroom, you are going to want to hear this. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses an FDA-registered technology to reverse erectile dysfunction, and we do it without any pills. Our wave therapy is clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels, which means we're treating the root cause problem of ED, lack of blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now and we'll give you the medical exam, screening, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. Plus, a special gift proven to produce instant results in the bedroom. If you want to get your blood flowing properly and put a stop to your erectile dysfunction, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $500 offer. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Let's get your love life back. 435-922-7000.
There's frustrating, and there's insurance company frustrating. Constant phone calls, piles of paperwork. The insurance company knows what it takes to push you to the edge. As Siegfried and Jensen, we won't let you fall. After you're hurt, never go it alone. We can help you right now at our St. George office, located on Red Hills Parkway. Call Siegfried and Jensen today at 435-222-2222. Or to find out more, visit us at SiegfriedandJensen.com.
Choosing to be a caregiver was the most rewarding thing we've ever done for our parents. It wasn't easy on them or us because they still really wanted independence. Eventually, our family knew we needed help. We only wanted a locally owned assisted living center where decisions are made locally, not by a huge corporation. We found The Haven at Sky Mountain, the only locally owned center in St. George, where the owner, Brad Oliverson, is making all the decisions. Call 435-674-7883 or havenassistedliving.com. Voted best of Southern Utah.
Nicely done, beef. No matter how you're cooked. Grilled, sautéed, stir-fried, roasted, or stewed. Your savory sounds are music to everyone's ears. Yeah, now that's a dinner playlist. Good cooking at Beef. It's whatsfordinner.com.
What you doing?
I'm chilling at the Holiday Inn.
Who you with?
Co-workers, let the banquet begin.
What you there for?
A Christmas party, and man, it's so hype. They got hors d'oeuvres, juicy meat cuts, and the servers are nice.
Wish I was there.
Yeah, you ought to book it up now.
What's the number?
Look it up on your phone to begin. Just ask it for the convention center, Holiday Inn.
Ah, in St. George.
Book your company Christmas banquet at the Holiday Inn Convention Center today. Call 435-634-4151.
What do people say about Heritage Reverse Mortgage?
This wonderful company has really transformed our lives. The level of professionalism and genuine concern for us was extraordinary. Trevor and his team are always available to address questions and solve issues. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
If you're thinking about a reverse mortgage, don't work with just anyone. Choose Southern Utah's best reverse mortgage lender. Call Heritage Reverse Mortgage at 435-359-9000 or visit heritagereversemortgage.com. NMLS number 1497455.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Best mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the best mattress, 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
Can you imagine not being stressed going to the dentist? So often, going to the dentist includes feeling pressured. Well, you don't have to imagine anymore. At Imagine Family Dentistry, they believe in no pressure. They'll tell you what you need, and you tell them what you want. And if you don't have insurance, it's okay. Imagine Family Dentistry has a value savings plan. You can save hundreds of dollars utilizing it. And with their new patient exam, they just make it so easy. At Imagine Family Dentistry, new patients receive an exam, a cleaning, x-rays, and a hygiene kit, all for only $75. At that price, you can afford to get the whole family in. Just imagine a dentist that doesn't pressure you. They simply take care of you and your family. Visit Imagine Family Dentistry today, located off Bluff Street between Kmart and Smith's. Or to make an appointment, call 435-656-1111. That's 435-656-1111.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. A couple of things to go over in this segment. Balance of Nature. Make sure you get over there. Order up. It's affordable. You can actually get a third off and free shipping if you just put in the code KATE. 31 fruits and vegetables. Fiber drink that's amazing. Has turmeric in it. Has all kinds of minerals in it and vitamins. And this is the cleanest of the clean. So the vegetables that they dehydrate down into the three veggie caplets and the three fruit caplets are all clean vegetables. The cream of the crop, the very best ones, and without any chemicals whatsoever, and no GMO for them. I love this product, and make sure that you're getting it. And also the fiber drink is really, really good too. Can solve a lot of health issues, and you'll notice big differences when you're taking it all the time. Get over to balanceofnature.com and order up, but use the code KATE, K-A-T-E, when you do. Do you guys remember... The the senator from Hawaii asking, female, asking Amy Coney Barrett if she had raped anybody. Hmm. And everyone went, what? Amy Coney Barrett went, okay. There was some fallout from Babylon Bee, right? What did Babylon Bee, what was the headline? This is so funny. Oh my gosh, they parodied Monty Python. And basically what they said was, Senator Hirono demands Amy Coney Barrett be weighed against a duck to see if she's a witch. I love Babylon Bee. Anyway,
well, that created quite a storm.
Facebook terminated, the monetization for Babylon Bee.
Yeah. Seth Dillon said, in what universe does a fictional quote as part of an obvious joke constitute a genuine incitement to violence, which is what Google claimed, or
Facebook.
Facebook claimed that this did. So, but you can post a Black Lives Matter leader that says, if change doesn't happen, we're going to burn down this system. That's okay.
That's okay.
But
yeah,
a joke about burning a witch at the stake.
Right. On a parody website.
Yeah. Can't do that.
Yes. And also, you can have a bloody head, I guess. Remember Griffin, Kathy Griffith? Kathy Griffin. Bloody head of Trump. You can act like you just decapitated him. That's okay. That's okay. All kinds of things okay. But this not okay. They went after the Babylon Bee. You just... Okay.
Kirstie Alley's taking a lot of guff right now for voting for Trump.
I know. Anyone in Hollywood, because there's like five of them. I think we've had them all on our show except for her. They don't even say what they're voting for because it is so categorically leftist liberal. I'm kind of glad they're not very busy. I really am. I'm kind of glad they're not very busy right now. It's nice.
I hope they never get busy again.
Me too.
They don't
too.
Produce anything worth watching.
No, they're no, and most of them are the people are kind of sick. So I it's okay that they're not busy at all. And nowadays, honestly, I'm just grateful that somebody likes America that lives in D.C. It is so hard to find.
Yeah,
honestly, very very hard to find. So we have that problem too. One other thing I wanted to mention as well is the restaurants that opened during the shutdown. This is very, very important. So caller, just a moment. Very important. Heads up. They are not going to have to pay the fines for opening during the shutdown, which goes to show you that there is no case. They have zero case to enforce anything during these so-called mandates that are not laws, these lockdowns. Mm-hmm. They have no legs to them because when it comes to push comes to shove, they can't prosecute anybody. They can't make them pay because they know it'll go to court and they'll lose. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hey, Kate. Hey, Uncle Milty.
Hey.
Just really quick, since we're on the stupidity train this afternoon, I just read some piece of research that had to list the fact that baby shampoo and mouthwash both kill the coronavirus. And again, how old do you have to be to know and recognize that washing yourself and using alcohol and soap will kill a virus? So this is the level of
dumb
degradation that has happened to the human brain since it is, been basically...
You're right.
...dumbed down by fear.
Here's a question for you. Here's a question for you, caller. What's been washed more, hands or brains this year? Hands or brains?
That's a good one. Definitely brains.
Oh my gosh.
I had a lady who was passing me walking outside. I was very happy she didn't have on a mask, walking her dog. And had to, had to tell me about how many people that she knew who had, come down with coronavirus and that two of them had died in their 50s. And, the manipulation is really hard to swallow. And she didn't quite understand what I was talking about. And I said, fear. Mm. The manipulation of fear is the problem? And I said, I'm so sorry that, you know, two people who are in their 50s that probably did not receive the help that they should have received because we didn't know about it. But I said, there's so much to be hopeful for now. We have so many treatments that we know of that are effective against this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what can you control? And we had a discussion about that. And she walked away and she said, I'm so happy that I ran into you today. And that's the kind of thing that everybody needs to be helping people understand.
Right.
And I get that, people try to guilt us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just turn it around and say, I'm so sorry that, you know, they didn't understand or they didn't have these different resources available to them, but we have hope.
Yeah.
And that's something that we have to maintain through all of this is our hope.
Thanks for that. Yep. Thanks. Great message. Thank you. Yeah.
So a little bit ago, we were talking about Biden being such a liar.
Mm-hmm.
He has a campaign ad out that is a man who owns a bar, supposedly, in Michigan called The Blind Pig.
Mm-hmm.
And in the commercial, he discusses how his bar is going broke because of the president. Not Gretchen Whitmer's stay-at-home orders, but something the president did is ruining his bar, bankrupting him. What it didn't mention in the ad is the guy is actually a very wealthy tech investor who has made contributions to Biden's campaign.
Yeah, that's unimportant. Don't mention that.
Yeah. So the commercial is totally false.
Why does that not shock me?
Totally false.
No, they just, you know, when you don't stand on principles, you got to go to the lying part. Because you don't know what else to say. You don't know what else to do. That's the only direction. It only can go in one way. It's only one road.
Do you know that when these commercials end with, I'm Joe Biden and I approve of this commercial, that was, I remember when they started having to do that to make them liable for what their commercials say.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody holding them liable.
No
for
liability
lying.
Here. Yeah, that's very, very true. Yeah. We have a lot of that going on. The headlines are full of that today. They are. And they're, you know, remember how I said months ago they were going to have to come up with another deflection in the headlines. They were going to have to come up with something different, new to talk about because of the fact that they don't want attention on all the lying. They don't want the attention on Biden. Anything to get out of having to publish anything about him or the fact that he's not campaigning or the fact that he can't put two words together. They didn't want that out there. They know that it's Trump, anti-Trump, never pro-Biden. And so what comes out, remember I said this. I don't usually like say, oh, you know, I said that, but I have to mention this one. And I said, they're going to come out with something alien, something, because they have to. Susan sent this to me. The article is basically intelligence chief Chris Mellon revealed he provided New York Times with three infamous UFO videos it published in 2017 after being handed clips in a Pentagon parking lot by Defense Department officials. It's again hitting the headlines again. Remember how I said the alien thing has only hit the headlines the last couple of years where the government's admitting now they hit it. Now they're admitting it. Very just, of course, if this gets legs, I had to say something because it's just so obnoxious. Anyway.
Yeah. You know, it is nice, though. You don't very often toot your own horn.
No.
Unlike Jeffrey Toobman. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, how to get through a day. Thanks. Thanks, Milty. Appreciate
you're welcome. The world's gone.
No, it is. It is. When CNN tries to paint what he did on camera in a really nice light, like he didn't mean it.
Mm.
You got to know that enterprise of the CNN has just fallen off the wagon. I mean, they're trying to drum up ways to say that it was accidental.
Yeah, it was accidental.
What Jeffrey Toobin did on camera, you just can't beat it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I'd like to end the day on a positive note. There will be entertainment on Thursday night watching the debate. And I hope Trump seems to have things figured out because he seems confident. Maybe he's going to have flashcards.
Ah.
And a person to be able to tell him to
that would be hilarious.
That, yes, his mic has been cut during his 2 minutes. Because I can see them doing that when they ask him the fifth question about climate change.
Yes.
And he wants to discuss Biden's crimes.
Right.
And they cut his mic and he puts up flashcards describing the exact crimes. It should be very entertaining. To see what
you
happened.
Know what, though? I think he only needs one flashcard. And that one is should say, stop deflecting and what you're saying is untrue. He just put that up off every single thing Biden said. It would be classic, would it not?
Yep.
Anyway.
Yes, but you got to do some more specific things for people who actually are curious and demand to know some things they can Google, or not Google, but search.
Oh, my gosh.
Fight. You know, he's got the fight in him, and he knows they're going to cut his mic, and they're going to do it during his time because he won't answer the question that they asked.
Yeah.
And he already has said he hates that woman who is going to moderate.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
Thank you for that. And they'll probably, I'm gonna say they'll probably forget to turn off Biden's mic. Kind of like how Facebook just admitted they screwed up and didn't publish the, wouldn't publish the Biden Hunter story.
Yeah.
Like that. Kind of like that. By the way, there's just a dozen headlines of just the most insane. I don't even know whether it's the Bee, Babylon Bee, or it's regular news anymore.
Hard to tell.
Yeah. We're going to see a lot of strange headlines coming up to the election, too. They're trying to do anything they can to get it to be not what it is. So, but I did want to make sure that people do realize that the restaurants that open during the shutdown do not have to pay any fines. That's what the judge said. You're going to see, I hope we see more articles like that. That wasn't in mainstream. That was on fee.org. I like fee.org a lot. But they wrote about that because they wanted people to realize that you're not going to be penalized. And I have yet to find an actual business that has been shut down by the CDC for not following their mask rules. You know how everybody puts up the sign and says, well, the CDC threatened us or threatened our business license? A lot of businesses don't even have a business license. Right. They don't even get them. Anyway, do you know of a business that's actually been shut down? Because I'm going to tell you, putting out the call for that and saying, hey, have businesses actually been shut down that we don't know about? So playing the game of, but our business license was threatened, hasn't really amounted to much. Has there been a business that said no? And still was absolutely 100% shut down? Because I'm pretty sure that would have reached the headlines pretty quickly.
Yeah, probably.
So as businesses, I know you're saying, but the CDC. I don't care. Have you actually done it? Have you actually just said no? What happens if you don't put the sign up in your window? The sign that gives us a legal command that the governor said so it must be law.
Yeah,
that's not even legal. Just take those signs out of your business, please. You don't need to put them up. CDC can't take your business license for not putting up a signage in the window like that. They can't. What are we so afraid of? That's what I want to know. Why are we letting them rule with fear? It's like the mob. We're dealing with the mob.
Yep, exactly.
Would you give in to the mob? Just a question. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Uh-huh.
You just made me laugh so much today. Thank you for that. And, of course, be back tomorrow. Some great topics tomorrow. I'll also go over the ballot tomorrow. I'll go over the ballot in the first hour for locals and the national show. We have a lot of stuff to go over tomorrow as well. Susan and Melissa, everybody have a good one. Be faithful, be fearless. See you tomorrow. KateDallyRadio.com.
This is Dr. Red, chiropractic physician with Red River Health and Wellness. Are you suffering with fatigue, brain fog, headaches, intestinal issues, weight gain, and you haven't been able to find any answers?
I was struggling with constantly being hot, struggling with not sleeping, being able to fall asleep, stay asleep, or even wake up the next morning. I had very high levels of inflammation and memory loss. Memory loss was the scariest part.
Red River Health and Wellness can help you.
The sleep improved. My memory is coming back. Every time I remember something, I still get really excited. I go walking every morning now, which I've never done before. I've always really wanted to be that type of person that wakes up early enough to enjoy the sunrise. I get to do that every morning now.
Our goal is to teach you and educate you so you know how to manage your condition a lot more effectively and you know what to do and what not to do for the rest of your life. With our satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Call for a free consultation or visit our website at redriverhealthandwellness.com.
Call Red River today.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.